Chapter 3. The beast is going to eat me. The next morning, Beauty left for the castle. She asked people for directions. The castle was very famous because it was the biggest one around. At sunset, she reached it. Beauty looked around the castle. Like her father, she saw nobody. She yelled, "Hello," but no one answered. She came in and saw a table with food on it. Beauty thought, "This beast must be trying to make me fatter. I think he's going to eat me." Beauty ate everything on the table. After supper, she walked around the castle. There were the fine curtains and expensive carpets, but no people. She saw a library with thousands of books, but there were no people reading them. Then Beauty came to a door. On it was a sign that read, "Beauty's apartment." "Is this my room? Maybe he won't kill me. And how does he know my name?" she thought. Beauty opened the door and went inside. The girl was amazed by the room. It was filled with beautiful things. The room was as beautiful as Beauty. The girl was so happy to be there. She smiled and jumped on the bed. A golden book was lying on the bed. The title was Beauty's Book. She opened the book and read the first page. It read, "Welcome, Beauty. Don't worry about anything. No one will hurt you in this castle. You are the princess here. If you want anything, just say so. Invisible people will bring you what you want." "I want to see my poor father. He must be very sad." As soon as Beauty said this, a picture of her home appeared in a mirror in front of her. She saw her father sitting in his favorite chair. He looked so sad. She also saw her two sisters playing with gold. She thought, "He will learn to live without me soon. He'll be happy again." After a while, she fell asleep, thinking about her family. Beauty spent the next day alone. In the evening, she sat down to a wonderful supper. When she picked up her knife and fork, she heard a gentle growl from behind her. "Beauty," said the beast, "may I have supper with you?"
"It is your castle," Beauty answered. "You can do what you want."
"No," said the beast. "You are the princess of this castle. You should decide. I don't want you to feel uncomfortable."
"You seem to be very gentle," she said.
The beast raised his ugly eyebrows. He hadn't expected her to say this.
"You speak so gently," Beauty continued. "You are probably more handsome on the inside."
"Oh, I don't know about that. Thank you for saying so," said the beast shyly. "I will join you for supper." That evening, Beauty and the Beast sat down and ate together. They spent a long time talking. At the end of the evening, Beauty thought that the Beast was not so scary. Every evening, he would have supper with her. They talked about many things. But the Beast asked one thing every night. "How ugly am I?" Beauty always said, "Your heart is beautiful." She really felt that way. "I may be nice, but I am still a beast," he said. A strange thing happened. Beauty began to think that the Beast wasn't ugly at all. He seemed to become handsome to her. The Beast knew that Beauty never lied. He didn't believe that he was good-looking. But he did believe that Beauty saw something handsome inside him. The Beast felt a love for Beauty the first time that he saw her. The problem was that she couldn't love him. "It is difficult to love an ugly beast," he thought. He often imagined that they were married. It wasn't very difficult. They slept under the same roof and ate the same food. Every evening they talked for hours, like a husband and wife. But there was one thing missing. Beauty didn't love him. Then one day, he couldn't hide his feelings. "I love you, Beauty," he said. "Please marry me." She sat and looked at the Beast for a long time. "You are kind and gentle," said Beauty. "But you are a beast, and I can't imagine being married to a beast. I'm sorry." The Beast growled and ran away. He stayed at his room for a week after that night. Beauty had to eat dinner alone.